The use of drones is not just a politically sensitive issue for the United States overseas. Here at home, we've got a whole lot of drones flying around. Police and other law enforcement want to use the drones. They want to find out if people are doing things they shouldn't be doing. And this has some people very worried about privacy. So are drones the next big brother? What are they really able to see and who's using them to look at whom? Joining us to talk about this is CNN legal contributor Paul Callan and Catherine Mangu Ward. All right, good to have both of you with us. Let me start with you, Paul. They're using drones, and soon the FAA is going to put out some new rules to say, look, you know, now you're only allowed to fly drones in some zones, and now we should be able to fly them in more zones.
Yes.
Can we stop it, or just we've got to assume they're going to be using more and more of them?
The drones are coming. We're not going to stop it, but Americans, frankly, have gotten very used to this already. Every time you go into a 7-Eleven to buy something, you're on video. Now, in the 1950s, maybe that wasn't the case, but there's sort of a lower expectation of privacy that we all have because of all of this surveillance. We have satellite surveillance already. We have surveillance at red lights. Drones are just making it a little bit technologically easier. I don't see it as a radical diminishment of our privacy. There are privacy concerns, but let's not get carried away, like the ACLU is.
And the ACLU obviously is filing a suit to try to stop the use of drones for law enforcement. Catherine, do you share Paul's view? I mean, after all, I guess we've got limited privacy now online, and my producer, Will Surratt, today went online and looked at what television channels were on in his house, and he could change them remotely from the office. I mean, no one's got any privacy.
You know, if cops were angels, I would be much more comfortable with having them float over me, watching me. But the fact is that all of these technologies are subject to abuse, and cops don't have a great record of, don't worry if you're not doing anything wrong, you don't have anything to fear. There's a big difference between putting a picture up on Facebook and having a cop watch you when you don't even know it.
So, but they're gonna, I mean, Catherine, do you think we can stop it? I mean, you can have lawsuits all you want, but, you know, the more sophisticated these drones are, I would imagine they could be incredibly high up or incredibly far away, even on an angle. I mean, literally, and they could see what they're gonna see. How can you really stop them?
You know, I think the ACLU is doing a great service here just by saying, hey, everybody, freak out about this just a little bit. But I think they could also offer a trade. If the cops get to watch us all the time, maybe we should get to have a little bit more rights, a little bit more protections for when we record the cops or keep our eyes on them.
Well, of course, the truth is we will be watching the cops. The drones will be watching the cops, and we've all got our cell phones now. And I think, you know, what's happened is we've gotten used to this. I mean, we didn't like it at first. We always talked about 1984 and Big Brother watching. But you know something? We've adjusted. People who are under the age of 25 in this country, they live their entire lives online and under surveillance.
Right.
So I think America's expectation of privacy has changed radically in the last 10 years.
Okay, that's true. But, and here's the big but, these drones are going to become, if they are not already, and we know in some cases they are, powerful enough to see a lot more than who's on the street stealing a car or who's getting equipment for a bomb.
Yes.
They can see in your home. They can see in your bedroom. Will can see his own TV. I mean, someone else could see what you're watching and use that against you.
I could probably tap into Will's TV if I wanted to. I mean, the technology is there.
Nobody will want to know what was on it, by the way. I'm not going to talk about that.
But if you get to the point where one of these small helicopters is hovering outside of your bedroom taking pictures, the police, that's illegal. Under current law, you could sue the police. The Supreme Court wouldn't allow evidence to be introduced that way. So we have laws in place that protect privacy of that level of intrusion. But you know, this technology coming up, they'll be able to see through walls, and we need new laws to adjust to this stuff.
Yes.
But you know, I think in the end, the ACLU's suggested rules here, which is, you know, when they take pictures, throw them away, don't retain them. Well, I think if we're looking for a serial killer, maybe we'd like to know if he walked up the street before the night of the murder. 3,000 people died at the World Trade Center. The, you know, surveillance might have been very helpful if we could have avoided that tragedy.
So we're willing to give up of a
celebrity. Yeah, and I think we're willing to give up a little bit to be safer in this country.
All right, well, Catherine, Paul, thank you very much. And viewers, let us know what you think. Please reach out Facebook and Twitter. It's just an issue that obviously matters to all of us.